Welcome to my PHP Serverless Project Updates podcast with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to my eighth episode of my PHP Serverless Project Updates podcast. Cooked a website, continuing my hiatus, custom application for my news podcast is progressing well. Today is Thursday, February 26, 2026. The PHP Serverless Project Update podcast is my monthly PHP passion podcast, updating you on what is happening with my PHP Serverless project, published on the last Thursday of the month. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom from Toronto. I organize the Greater Toronto PHP and Laravel Toronto groups. Head to gtaphp.org for info on our groups. Then it looks like our next meetup is on March 26th. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP Serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Kalia. I also want to thank my family for their amazing ongoing support of my PHP Serverless project. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. This has been a very interesting month. I finished my little sponsorship site. It took a tremendous amount of work to produce 26 total video minutes, along with a nice little mobile-friendly custom site to place them in. Whatever I envisioned for contacting our amazing PHP community seeking out 15 intrepid sponsors, it is not how it is unfolding in reality. The one thing that is not happening is any kind of a marketing campaign, because when the rubber finally met the road, when it finally came time to actually reaching out to people, my marketing campaign idea evaporated. To be honest right now, I'm just going to leave it at that. But because you are here listening to this podcast, if you want to check out my little site, it is at sponsor.phpserverlessproject.com. If there is one thing that is technically interesting about the site, it is my first time ever using FrankenPHP. This is about the plainest, least demanding FrankenPHP install possible. It was easy to set up and configure because there's nothing to do besides asking Gemini how to install it and typing out a couple of commands. This positive first experience inspired me to use FrankenPHP for my new application, for my PHP Serverless News podcast. I have a nice little intense local Docker environment using FrankenPHP, which has its own domain, using Let's Encrypt. That was a bit of a pain because there's extra steps to set up HTTPS with my browsers. Anyways, that's how these things go when you learn new things. Small steps, and you keep stepping. My little sponsor site has 22 total videos, 26 minutes in total. They're 18 video shorts, averaging a single minute each. There are four longer videos averaging 2 minutes each. There's no introductions, no outros. There's no wall of text to read, and nothing's on YouTube. It's all on the site only. I'm also including some podcasts for convenience because all my episodes are published publicly. Now, I know that my videos have little errors. It's not worth going back to correct them. I have taken down my cookingruntimes.com website. Now, the idea of creating and maintaining a suite of production-grade Lambda runtimes for PHP was great, but my heart was never in it. I had ample time to do this on my own. This is what I mean when I say in my sponsor videos that when I do not feel the passion, my motivation nosedives. But what is left of this is the essence of the idea that started it all in the first place. You can code the bootstrap file in PHP. And now that there's no dedicated website for this, I'm going to do whatever on my PHP Serverless Project website. When Laravel introduced their AI SDK package earlier this month, I was curious. I watched a video, read articles, and then I stopped. I had gone through this process before, And the only thing I end up experiencing is frustration. And I could feel the trepidation well up internally because I could tell to learn, there'd be a lot of stuff to dig through and discern. Right before I read the documentation, right before I dived into the source code, before I did anything else, I just say, forget it. I just, stuff that I usually do, I said, forget it. I turned right to AI and was flabbergasted at the wonderful answers I was getting. Now, again, the ability to ask questions, get answers, then ask more questions from those answers, for me, is absolutely incredible. A real breakthrough. Now, I had no intention of writing an AI application. At the time, what I was doing was trying to figure out how to use Google AI Studio to help me with all the automation I want to do for my PHP Serverless News podcast. There's so many tools. It must be. There's so many tools on Google AI Studio that it must be possible, but I couldn't figure it out. After going through this Q&A with AI about the Laravel package, I was interested in doing my own custom application. And when it answered something about orchestration, and that had me sold. So, did I have a clue what retrieval augmented generation was? No, I didn't have a clue about anything. However, my confidence in learning has vaulted. AI has removed a big barrier. So, deciding to do it was much easier than it would have been. And not because, AI is going to generate all the code. It's because it vaults my learning. I did look at Laravel's AI package source code. My conclusion was I wanted to build my own version of the AI package, better suited to my needs. So I began my journey building my own custom application to help me with my news podcast. My journey is as much a learning journey as it is about building my app. There is no way that for my little app, I'm going to just blindly accept AI code. I'm not even allowing AI to access my file system. But especially Claude's browser using Sonnet 4.6 has been absolutely fabulous. And it's never said, you've used enough. My understanding of the Laravel framework is improving. I've always thought that I should get myself a gig somewhere, you know, so that I could spend 3 months absorbing the wisdom of Laravel developers. Because the downside of working solo is I don't have that day-to-day contact. But this month, that idea went away. Not only is AI knowledgeable, but it is transmitting that knowledge to me in a way that I can absorb it. In a matter of a few weeks, this month, I've gone from zero to learning about RAG and other stuff. I've built a RAG prototype, which didn't work the first 10 times. I built the most intense local Docker development I've ever done. I successfully built a, by the way, it uses FrankenPHP. I successfully built a prototype app that reads an RSS file, grabs the articles. As a result, I deleted my RSS feed reader server, which kind of sad. It took a lot of effort to get that thing going, but it's totally obsolete now. Now I have the potential to automate the process of evaluating feeds for articles that are relevant to PHP serverless. I have also successfully done a prototype that grabs the transcript of a YouTube video and have it go through the RAG process. I've not started on my prototype to grab YouTube channel feeds, but I assume it's doable because YouTube channels have RSS feeds, even though you basically can't find them anywhere. The general URL for a YouTube feed is www.youtube.com/feeds/videos.xml *channel ID=channel ID, which is hard to find the channel ID. You have to, anyways. Now, within the entry tags of that real feed is a link which is under the title to the video. Now, I assume that this is sufficient to do the automation, sort of in the same way that a regular RSS feed is processed. So instead of reading articles in an RSS feed to see what is relevant to PHP Serverless, personally, manually, I'm going to have my application do this and do it for YouTube videos. And that means I can really expand my universe of what I follow significantly. Now, that's what I always wanted. Now, I have not tried a prototype for websites with structured pages for press releases and news and stuff and announcements. These sites should have RSS feeds, but they do not. But this is definitely on my list. I need to develop my application to understand what I want to do. I don't know what I want till I go through this development process. It's very iterative. I really don't know until I kind of do something. So it's this one continuous learning process, and it's working, this continuous learning process. The pace of learning and my pace of software development is the best it's ever been since probably ever. It's been a glorious few weeks. It has been worth continuing my podcasting hiatus to go through this. Now, I have been working on my March 1st Ball Bloom Show episode, and I have this update going. My news and my profile shows, they're on hiatus, and my interviews show is continuing to be on deck. But this sort of mini sabbatical has been fully worthwhile. I have come to the conclusion that I need to include my news show as part of the learning process. So when I have my current list of feeds automated, or automated enough, I should use that to produce weekly episodes and then just build from there based on how I do with the app. And I think that's just a matter of weeks, a couple of weeks. Now I'm going through what I think is a typical process of acclimatizing to AI, sort of refusing to look at it, and then looking at it, and then doing searches, and then asking questions. Now I'm having Claude Code do code in the browser. I'm sure the next step is to have Claude Code modify my source files. Not only am I not there yet, but I might keep it this way for this app because it's triggering a lot of learning about Laravel, sort of cleaning up things that I wasn't quite sure about and didn't know to ask and all that sort of thing, whatever. And just copy paste. I think really I'm just going up AI's version of the Jacob's Ladder now. Thank you for listening to my 8th episode of the PHP Serverless Project Updates podcast, Cooked a Website, Continuing My Hiatus, a custom application for my news podcast is progressing well. My next episode will be the last Thursday of March, 2026. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.